I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But we really, really like to self-care yourself.
What'd you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, met up with one of my friends at Stanley Market in Aurora, which I just... We just briefly talked about. It's like this huge, like space, I guess. It's almost like a mall. I bought your brother
the coolest shirt I'd ever seen, and he just donated it.
Yeah,
without wearing it.
Oh,
I was mad. It's a really cool shirt.
Well, it's like kind of essentially like a mall, but it has a whole bunch of different like.
Where'd you eat?
Foods. We ate at this place called
There's a sandwich place there that's so good.
It's a Mediterranean place, and it was so freaking good. Boy chick. And I had a gyro. I had a lamb gyro. It was amazing. It was so good.
I don't remember what the sandwich place is.
And then I had, there was this amazing Prosecco that I had there, and it was like, oh my God, it was to die for. And then I'm like Googling it, like, let me
have this at home.
Let me find this. And I like couldn't find it anywhere, but it was so good. It was, like, what was it called? Like Luigi and Giuseppe, Prosecco, and they like make it in Italy. Like, I don't know. It was so good. It was like kind of fruity, kind of floral. And
I like that.
Oh, it was so refreshing and bubbly.
Yeah, that's what you want it to be.
Amazing. So yeah, it was really fun, and we just like chatted, and we got to like catch up, and she's just like the coolest person. She's like creative and artsy, and like, I don't know, we just vibe. So it was a really fun time.
Yeah.
What did you do?
This week, my mom wanted to have a barbecue. So,
get it, Karen?
Yeah,
we went over grill master. I'm just kidding.
I think my dad was grilling, yeah. But we were also like, my mom's excuse to get us all together was it was Tiger's 16th birthday.
Oh my God, a 16-year-old dog?
Guys, this dog, and he's not just like a little chihuahua.
Why is he so old?
He's a sheepadoodle. He's a old English sheepdog poodle mix. And I've heard a lot more people are getting those. Guys, he's made it to 16.
Sheepadoodles are really cute.
They're really sweet. Well, okay.
Are they smart or no?
Tiger was evil for a while. We didn't
evil.
We didn't like him.
Oh. What do you mean?
We love Tiger now. Okay. So my sister's friend, they had an old dog and they adopted him, and his name was I can't even remember the name. It's like some old composer's name. And they adopted him, but the old dog didn't like him around. He was a little puppy, and he was really cute.
Yeah.
And my parents had Lucky at that time, who was a sheepdog.
Okay.
So they brought him over. Gershwin was the name.
Gershwin. I would not have gotten that.
Yeah. I just remembered it. Because
I was like, Beethoven. Mozart.
Nope. So they brought him over, and my mom's like, yeah, we'll see if he gets along with Lucky. And they like literally brought him over, and they're like, they get along fine. They dropped off all his stuff. So my mom's like, I guess we have a sheepadoodle now. And him and Lucky were 4 days apart in age.
Oh, wow.
So, but Tiger was
like, they were both, they had two puppies at the same time.
No, we just happened to have a sheepdog.
Oh, okay.
And so my parents already owned
Just
Lucky.
The birthday was 4 days apart. Yeah. Different years.
Yeah. No, same year.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
What?
Yeah. They were both born in April 2010.
Okay. So two puppies.
Yeah. Well, no, they brought, we already had Lucky. We just happened to have Lucky.
Right. Lucky. But they're still the same age though, right?
Yeah. And they brought over Gershwin and he just
Oh, happened. Gershwin was the same age.
Yeah. As Lucky. But is
I was thinking you were saying Lucky and Tiger and I was like, why are you getting two puppies from two different, like, what is happening?
Okay. Hold on.
4 days apart. Like, so what's
Gershwin,
going on?
Gershwin is Tiger. Tiger's Gershwin. They are one and the same. So my mom and my brother and I adopted Lucky and he was just a cute little puppy. And these people told Kristen they couldn't keep their dog. And my mom's like, well, my mom already has an old English sheepdog. Oh. So maybe those two would get along. And they're like, well, we have to get rid of him because our old dog doesn't like him. So my mom's like, okay, maybe if he gets along with Lucky, we'll adopt him. Yeah, sure. we'll adopt him.
I was thinking Gershwin was a totally separate dog.
No, sorry. That was confusing. He was
the old grumpy dog.
We renamed.
And I was like, where's Gershwin coming into this?
We renamed him to Tiger. So they brought Tiger over. Who used to be Gershwin.
What a stupid name. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's what we thought. Well, that's why he got renamed.
Yeah.
But so him and Lucky just happened to be like the exact same age, which I thought was kind of crazy. And
Lucky was already not a puppy.
Yes, they were like
young.
They were like a year old. But
they
old.
Weren't like 8 weeks old puppy
no,
kind of thing.
No, that would have been ridiculously cute.
That's where I was like, why are there so many puppies?
I think Tiger and Lucky were like a year and a half at this point when we like took them in. So, and then Lucky passed away in 2020. And
was Tiger so sad?
Oh my gosh, he was so sad. Mm. Yeah, but Lucky just like kind of like was sick suddenly. But yeah, Tiger's made it to 16.
That's so old.
So old
for a dog.
But like
that's
was
insane.
Kind of when we first adopted him, he was kind of a dick. Like he would jump. My parents don't like their dogs on the bed. That's where we differ.
Uh oh.
Yeah, he would get on the bed, and my mom would try to get him to get down. He'd snarl.
Yeah. So did they just let him stay?
No, they sure didn't. No, they kicked him off still. But he was kind of a dick.
Oh.
I think it's the doodle part.
It's definitely the doodle. It's always the doodle.
I was about to say, I mean, you get it. But like after time, he kind of, because my mom was like, my mom knew me and my brother didn't really. I don't know. Tiger was just kind of a dick for a while.
Okay.
And my mom was like,
you guys loved Lucky. And, you know, sometimes the first dog is like the favorite because they're like, the best dog ever.
Well, Tiger was
second
just a
dog
new,
and you're like, why do you suck?
And my mom jokingly was like, Debbie was wanting Tiger, and my brother and I were like, okay. And I was like, are you serious? And then like we learned to love him because he became a better dog.
He had his ways.
Yeah, he stopped snarling when you would correct him.
Okay, well,
and he was a prison dog, the ones you
saying that with the guy from last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they went to the prison dog program, and that's like still when I lived at home, so it was really weird coming home and there was no dogs there.
Oh yeah.
Didn't like that very much, but they came back and did we keep up on the training? We did not. But the guy wrote such detailed, he's like, I told your dog I would make sure he was safe the entire time he was here, and I thought that was so sweet. Yeah.
That's so precious.
But yeah, so we were celebrating Tiger's sweet 16, and my mom bought sashes for all the dogs, but they wouldn't stay on.
So. I love your mom's AI. It's dog Super Bowl situation.
I don't love AI, but that is the only way AI should be
I don't
used.
Love AI either, and like not to brag, but I've never used AI before. But
I haven't either.
That is like the exception. Correct
way. Yeah, that's the exception. That's
like making your dogs like super fans.
I like the AI that it's AI. Yeah. I don't like the AI where they trick people. I like the stuff where you know, like
where it's like very obvious.
You know my dogs aren't holding up a sign that says happy birthday Tiger. Like it's you're so aware. It's really cute.
It's like pretty adorable.
But I like the AI where you know it's AI.
And yeah. Like, you're not like, is this AI? You like without a doubt.
Yeah, my dogs aren't holding up a sign and smiling and like wearing hats together.
Hats and jerseys.
Should we post some of those?
Yeah, they're hilarious. They're
my favorite.
Make me happy.
I think the one of them running across the field is the best
one. So good. It's so good.
We'll post it on our Instagram, guys. Yeah. It's the only correct way to use it. Sorry, we went off on a tangent there.
We did.
I'd explain the lore of Tiger, who we love so much now.
started out rough.
It was not
love at first sight.
No. And I've never had that with a dog. Normally all dogs, but he was kind of a dick. So I jokingly said, he'll probably outlive us all because he's evil. And then
that's how evil works.
Yeah. But he's great now. So what are you going to tell me about this week? Sorry for my tangent.
So this week I'm going to tell you about the revenge of Jeanne de Clisson, the lioness of Brittany. It's such a cool story.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
Don't know anything about it.
I've never heard anything about it either.
But the last name sounded like you were saying croissant, but you like forgot it's what French. You were talking de about. Croissant.
You just have to mumble French things.
Yeah. Oh my God. Danae is speaking French. Are you French? I took French in high school. Couldn't speak much of it.
Yeah, I took Spanish. So, okay. This is about a woman who was pissed and she was like, you know what? Fuck all y'all. I'm going to be a pirate. So, amazing.
I think that should be everyone's origin story. I love that for her. Yeah.
So, okay. We're going to start out just like in the area where she like was. So also this is like hella fucking old.
This the is area 14th, where she was
14th century old.
I think this so, is one of our older stories.
I think it is. Like we're going way back to like medieval you times. You do
usually the older ones. I usually stick with the newer ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay, this lady Jeanne de Clisson, she was from or she lived in Brittany, which is like a northwest area of France near the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
And so like back in the 14th century, Brittany was like an independent state. So it wasn't like it was all like it was like a city in France or like a region. It was a state. Not it was its that own it, independent state.
Not that it matters. Was it spelled Brittany like any or Brittany like Britney Spears?
Brittany. Like, it's spelled okay. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y.
Okay. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. You probably have. So its capital was Nantes. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Nantes.
You're doing your best and we're proud of you.
I think it was like Nantes. That's how they said it.
Okay.
It was 300 miles southwest of Paris. So, like, it's still what in today would be, like, the entire, like, region of France. But Brittany was its own thing.
To me, it just kind of makes me think of, like, Denver and Grand Junction.
Yeah. So, anyways, she was what you would call a French Breton noblewoman.
Okay, so, I was like, well, she is French and Briton, so like right on.
So there you go. She was born in 1300.
Okay.
Into a noble family. So like, you know, lords and they like own land and then they like are like kind of like the, I almost think of lords as like the, like a.
Upper class?
Well, yeah, obviously like definitely an upper class. Yeah. Like super rich. But they're kind of like the landlords of like an entire region, right? So like landlord kind of comes from that where it's like you're renting a house from someone, but like you're renting like
you oversee the area.
They're overseeing everything. So they're overseeing like, you know, the farmers and they're kind of like the people you go to be like, hey, like, can I have this land? And they're either like, yes or no.
Or get out of my face. Or,
get the fuck out of here.
Hey, that'd be convenient plead. To be in that family.
Yeah, so she grew up, like, she was already born into a noble family. And they had, like, owned land for, like, hundreds of years kind of thing. Like, they were, like, set in stone rich. And so then she, I'm going to gloss over her marriages, her first couple marriages, because, like, who cares? First marriage, she was 12. Yikes. She married a 19-year-old.
Oh, also, double yikes.
But 1300.
I hate to say it, but at 13, that time, 12, that was probably so normal.
Yeah.
Then, which is super fucked.
That's just like what they do.
Nowadays, Chris Hansen will see you now.
Yeah. So she had two kids by that guy at 14 and 16.
Jesus Christ.
And then she became a widow at 26. She had a second marriage, but that one ended like there was some sort of scandal and like the Pope annulled their marriage, which was like kind of unheard of. So the
first one, she was married for a while.
For a while, yeah. And then it brings us to the important one that we care about for this story. So her third husband was Lord and Knight.
Oh.
Olivier de Clisson.
Wait, are we proud of him for doing all these things?
I mean, I guess, like, whatever, he's
okay.
rich.
Okay.
And so they're like a really rich and influential couple.
Well, yeah, you don't become a lord a night because you like sleeping in all weekends. Yeah,
like, he's doing things, and she, like, rich marries rich, and now we're both so rich. So, whatever. They're influential. People love them. They're probably, like, holding balls and, like, you know, whatever.
Why aren't we holding balls?
God. Wouldn't that be cool?
Like, I just want to, like, walk in and be like, this is...
Why, like, don't I have a ballroom?
Yeah. It's kind of disrespectful at this point.
Like, why am I not born into a noble family? Why can't
you guys work harder? Like, come on.
Okay, so during this time, there was the Hundred Years' War, which I'm going to sum it up so briefly because...
We don't... Again, we aren't a war podcast. We're a true crime.
So I don't care. So it's just like one of these things where it's like, you know, the politics of the kings and then the lords and then the dukes. And then there's like a lot of details. And if you want to like look that up, look it up. But basically, the gist of the Hundred Years' War is that it was like a generations long war. Was like five generations.
It wasn't
of kings.
Quite 100 years, was it?
It was 116 years long.
Oh shit! Okay,
but well, they had a little pause in there because of the Black Death and like people were dying and stuff. So like they kind of had to be like, "You guys, everyone's dying."
I hate that.
We gotta put
of
war
just,
on hold.
Instead of just saying like, "Let's call it good," because Black Death, they were like, "You know what?
Black Death."
I read like, you know what? Immediately,
guys,
I'm
there's
pissed
a plague
off again.
Okay, there's a fucking plague happening.
I'm
we need
mad
to calm
again.
Down. Okay, no. The plague's done and now we're pissed. So anyways, it's 116 years long. It's basically a war between England and France, and they were fighting over the French throne.
Okay,
so
relax.
They're kind of like, no, we're going to take it. No, we're going to take it. It's rightfully ours. No, it's rightfully ours. So it's like this whole
who
fucking
won?
Thing. It doesn't even matter because who cares? Look it up. So... Back to pirates. August 2nd. Let's get back to the interesting part.
I just
part
like
of this
where
story.
You're like, I need to pop in. 100 Year War, so lame.
Just
totally
so we
lame.
Like
I
know that like there's some
tensions.
There's some tension between England and France.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. People are getting mad. People are upset. The rich people are like, no.
What's different nowadays?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Rich people with the chip on their shoulder,
what
even though
changed?
They can buy a house. They can buy numerous.
So, all this to say, on August 2nd, 1343, this is where our story like really begins. Jean's husband, Olivier, was executed by beheading because the King of France,
I was going to say for why.
King Philip VI was like, you're a traitor. And he was basically like, you're not defending France as much as you should. And you're making alliances with England's king. And I'm pissed about it. So.
Hashtag 100 years war.
Hashtag take his head off. So he's pissed. And he's like, you're going to die now. And so the execution of Jean's husband, Lord Knight Olivier, happened in like basically it's kind of like a central hub.
Is it okay that I'm mad about this or is it
yeah no it's totally unfair.
Okay, I'm like,
no, we're pissed.
This feels unfair.
It's definitely unfair. Okay. So
but you know when you're like, that's unfair, and you're like, actually here's why we hate him, and I'm like, oh whoops. You know,
no it's definitely unfair.
Okay,
so the execution took place in it's kind of like a central, what it's now like a central market in Paris.
Yeah,
it's
I was about to say, let me guess, it was a spectacle.
Le Halle, Le Halle, Le Halle, I don't know, whatever.
Le Halle.
Le Halle is, oh. I'm saying that wrong. I don't know. I didn't take French. So
I
it's in Paris, basically, is what you need to know. They chopped his head off. And then they're like, you know what we're going to do with this? we're going to send it to Brittany's capital, Nantes.
Oh.
To be displayed on a pike near the town center. And they're like, you know what else we're going to do? We're going to put his corpse in a gibbet, which is like a cage. And we're going to hang it really high so everyone can like see this disgusting, decomposing corpse
in the town center. Can I say that I'm glad this isn't a thing that's done? Oh my God,
right?
Like, because this is the government doing that. Could you imagine if they're like, this is what happened to him?
Well,
like,
and that's the whole point.
Yeah, it was like, warning.
Hey, look what happens when you're a traitor. So it served as a warning. And it was also like kind of crazy because everyone was like shocked because usually they would do this kind of thing, like displaying body parts for low class criminals.
Yeah. But
for a knight, for a lord.
Well, that's why I'm like,
this wild.
Man had a lot. So like, why did they think he's a traitor?
So basically like some other nobleman was like, he's making alliances and like told on him. And then it was a whole thing.
They went off of gossip.
Yes. And that's the other thing is that
Jesus Christ.
So generally what they would do is like, there would be like a public kind of like hearing, I guess, where they'd be like, here's the charges, here's what happened, here's the evidence, yada, yada, yada. They didn't do that with this guy. They were like, oh, he like confessed privately. Like,
did he? So fucking for real.
Did he? And so it's crazy. It's like, oh my God, one, things didn't go
our justice as they usually go. Isn't great, but at least we don't kill people based on gossip.
Yeah. And then they like pretended like he confessed. Well, I don't know if he confessed. He obviously didn't confess because like, why would he do that?
But why would he do that privately?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, sounds a little suspicious, and like he's being upset about being beheaded. Probably would be a little more understanding if he did.
Right. So things are crazy. Everyone's like, oh my God, like the King of France is not fucking around. So it was like really sending a message like to all the noble people, like, if you do this, like, we're not playing games.
You're next.
Yeah. So when Olivier was first arrested, Jean apparently tried to like bribe one of the king's sergeants to let him out. And then basically it got found out. So then the king's sergeant got punished in whatever way he got punished. I don't really know. And then
did they behead him and put his body in a,
I'm not sure what happened to that guy, but like it was found out. So it kind of came to light that she was trying to bribe someone to get her husband free. And the king is like, no.
But she showed her ankle and was like, you like this big boy?
So she was supposed to come to Paris to like basically like have her trial of being charged with bribery and also basically like defamation of the king. Like she was basically just like talking shit about the king and like he sucks and like you're not allowed to do that. You can't just like talk shit.
Well,
about the
king. Feel like that's a thing that's starting to happen now. So you know what? History repeats itself if you don't pay attention.
Right. So she was sentenced. She was supposed to be sentenced to banishment and they were going to like confiscate all her property. But she kind of knew this shit was coming and she's like, yeah, well, fuck you guys. Watch me do what I do. So she beats them to the punch because she had a plan already like in her head. She's like, watch me. So
see, I was on her side already, but I'm even more on her side now.
No, she's really cool. So she took her two sons, her young sons. She had other kids, but honestly, like there's not a lot about like,
okay, but they probably where they were
and
what
they were doing. And
she
like,
got married at 12. They were probably doing the same thing.
Like who knows what, where they were, but her two young sons that she had with her husband who got executed were Olivier, like junior. He's a 7-year-old. And then Guillaume, who is 5. And
I bet they were so cute.
Probably. I don't know. It said that she was a beauty. Like everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. But also like medieval times. So who knows?
Yeah.
So she takes her two young children to the capital of Brittany to see their father's decaying.
Why would you do that?
On a pike.
Why would you do that?
And she's like, I swear I will avenge your father.
Okay.
And well, so maybe it was like, we don't really know why she did that. Cause it's like kind of fucked up to take like children to see your dead dad's.
Like if head. You want to go and be like, I will avenge you. Do it on your own time. Don't do it with your baby.
But I almost kind of think she was doing it to be like,
fire them up.
Remember this. Like,
yeah,
we're not only am I going to avenge your father, but like, you should also remember this forever, even though I'm traumatizing you for life. So that you can avenge him potentially later.
Once I am no longer able to.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, it seems like a lot, but she did it. Okay. So, whatever. She had her reasons. So, then she sold off all of her belongings. And like I said, they're like super rich because they're like noble people. So, there was like castles. There was land. You know, she had jewelry. She had dresses. Like all the stuff. She sold everything. And then she's like, you know what? I'm going to buy 3 ships and just be a pirate.
She recently came into a little bit of extra money.
Yeah. So she bought these 3 ships. She painted them all black and then dyed the sails red. And
other than the red, is she me?
She's so cool.
Yeah.
And she called her like flagship, her like, you know, fleet of ships.
What does she call them?
My Revenge. Isn't she so cool?
Chef's kiss, no notes.
Exactly.
No like, notes.
Good for her. Good for her. So, not only did she get the ships, she gathered a group of about like 400 men, supporters, like people who are loyal to her and her husband. Because like I said, you know, like they were like an influential couple.
Yeah.
And people were kind of, you know, shit's going crazy because there's a lot of divide and whatever. And other noblemen had also been like executed and stuff. So she's like kind of gathering. So this up isn't. People.
So her husband obviously was personal to her.
Yeah.
But like this isn't. He's not the only person that this that unfair. Is being,
yeah. Exactly. So okay. If you're not like loyal in the way that the king of France wants you to be, then he's like pissed about it.
And I'm sure that changes on his mood.
Probably. I don't know. He seems like a dick. So she's getting like all these men. She's like hiring like the best like sailors and captains and like all this stuff. Like she's like getting a lot of people together. And so what she did was she was like the captain, just like a pirate queen, and she sailed the English Channel. And basically what she did was she would target the French ships and just like slaughter the entire crew.
Damn, okay.
But here's like another really cool part that I'm like, fuck yeah. She always left like 1 or 2 survivors so that they could go tell
other people. Yeah, I was tell about to King say.
Philip the VI of France, like what they had seen and who did it. And it was like a big fuck you.
Well,
to
and
him.
Here's my question too. And I'm sure everyone else is wondering that. Who did she keep alive? Like what?
It was
reasons?
Random.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Totally random.
Probably it was the nicer ones, the ones that were like,
who knows? It certainly wasn't any noble person. So no. If any noble person was on the ship, she killed all of those guys. Like, fuck you guys. So it's probably like some random
can we just say a guy. Woman on her own killing all men is very empowering.
I'm not mad about it. So the lore goes.
I'm impressed by it.
And like, we also have to remember, this is so old. So there's not a lot of like, you know, for sure details.
Yeah.
And then there's like, you know, probably exaggerated legend and lore. But I'm going to tell you the lore because it's so cool. So the lore goes that once...
Even if it's not real, I love the story.
Right? Oh, it's so cool. Okay, so first of all, what she was doing was called... It's like a type of naval warfare called commerce raiding.
Okay.
So like the main goal of it is to disrupt the logistics of an enemy by attacking merchant ships and...
So revenge.
Yeah, but instead of actually like kind of like, you know, hand-to-hand like combat, you know, so she's like fucking up economy stuff. She's fucking up trading. She's fucking up all the merchant ships that are coming in and just like kind of like looting what's on their ships, killing all their people. And then now it's causing like a problem for the French.
Maybe don't execute her husband. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what she would do. The lore goes that once she secured the ship that they were attacking, so her three ships would like surround whatever ship they were targeting. They would like swarm them is what they called it.
Okay. Who was manning the other two ships?
She had a whole crew of 400 people.
Didn't know there was a crew.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 400 just like, people. That those are the people that she was gathering. The people that were loyal to her and her husband, the people who had been wronged.
Love it.
Also by the French. And then just like professional sailors, professional like captains, like, so that
yeah.
she had like a full, like all three ships were like fully run, you know, like it wasn't
because like, right now I was like, was just, she by herself?
No, she's got a huge group of people with her.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they would swarm the ship that they're attacking. And then once they were kind of like the crew, her crew had like secured, like, okay, we've got the people. Like,
they're surrounded.
They're surrounded. We're like on their ship. We've got them like at gunpoint or whatever the fuck. I guess maybe not guns. Sword point. I don't know.
We got them weapon point.
We've taken over. Then she would make her entrance and she would arrive on the ship wielding a heavy axe. So cool.
Why hasn't this been made into a movie?
I don't know.
I would watch it.
Okay. And then she would randomly point out with her axe who was going to be the lucky survivors. So she'd be like, you look kind of okay. And she'd be like, you guys gonna watch all this and you're gonna go tell the King of France. And then she would be like, okay, all the nobility come forward. They'd all come forward. And then she would chop their heads off.
Herself. You have to.
Herself. So cool. But also, like, let's keep in mind that, like,
there were a lot of innocent people
chopping
that had to
someone's
go, by
head
the way.
Off is, like, not an easy task. And, like, oof. You know, even the people who were, like, the professional, like, executioners had to be like really strong to do that. And they said her axe was kind of dull.
Oh God. Oh so, my God.
It probably took a few whacks.
I do think about there's a lot of innocent people like that were killed too. And I
of
know,
course, of course.
So I like think about those people that yeah, like yeah. did nothing and
they didn't do anything, but they were kind of like the job. Collateral damage yeah. of like her revenge.
Yeah. So I do fucking hate that.
That
part.
Does suck for yeah. them. Okay.
We're like looking at women empowerment and they were like, but
also but
there's a lot of collateral.
Yeah. 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 For sure. For sure. So she would behead them all on her own. Gross. And then she like on her signal after that, she'd be like, okay, now my crew do what you do. And then they would go massacre everyone else on the boat, except for the survivors. And then she'd go down to like the undercarriage of the boat. What's that called? Below deck. I don't know. Whatever. And she would like.
I don't do boats. So.
She would like loot for any valuables. Like, and it's like a merchant ship. So like whatever she could take.
Yeah.
They're taking. And yeah, the lucky survivors would have to go back and be like, oh my God, this crazy lady attacked us and killed everyone on our boat. And we're the only
took
survivors.
All our stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And so she got the name, the Lioness of Brittany.
Okay. That and that's where it comes in.
And that's where it comes in. Why is this not scrolling?
Sometimes computers don't like to scroll.
It's so annoying. Okay. Sorry.
You're fine. Have you seen... when my phone is like, nah, I'm like, please. And it's like, nah.
Right.
No, this is great. And I'm like, what's great? And it's like, just not. No.
No, not doing it. Okay. So after 2 years of doing this, the French eventually captured her fleet and they sank all three ships. killed a lot of people along the way.
Like Battleship.
Yeah. And Jean and her two sons actually escaped on a rowboat. So they were adrift on the sea for 5 days with no food, no water. Her son, Guillaume, died. Guillaume? It's just Guillaume, I think. Guillaume died of exposure.
Oh, so sad. Sad. Was he the younger one?
Yeah, he was the younger one.
Younger one. Oh.
And then Jean and Oliver Jr. were finally rescued by some allies. And years later, her surviving son would grow up to be a soldier that was so brutal that his nickname was the Butcher.
Yeah, you know what? I got to be honest with you. If you see people, your mom doing this and like you're around people, you're probably going to be desensitized to stuff that you're like, this is fine. So yeah. I did think that. I'm like, I'm sure these boys didn't grow up like
this is a lovely, whimsical childhood. Like, yeah, no, that's they saw a lot of violence. Awful
childhood. Yeah.
Okay. So Jean arrived in England. She kind of went from like bloodthirsty pirate to professional pirate. Still bloodthirsty, but she was legally acting as a pirate for England. So they're like paying her to be a pirate, basically.
Okay. You know, so the king, everyone has their job.
Right. So King Edward III, he was like, yeah, girl, like you keep doing that. So he gave her land. He gave her titles. Money. He got her some new ships, and he was like, thanks for like cleaning up the English Channel, like thanks for murdering all those French people. So he was stoked on it, and he's like, and also could you do this for us full time? And she's like,
could okay. you imagine hearing that now? Like other people are like stoked that she's killing people, like that's not a thing anymore, you know what I mean? Like, but like brutally. Is it not a thing? But like brutally, like this,
I don't know. Okay, oh, no. So what she would do is she would like ferry men and supplies from England to France to basically like be the support for the English like during this war, right? So she's like giving them men, supplies, yada, yada, yada. So she's also like while she's ferrying supplies and men to France to fight this war, she's also continuing to like plunder and massacre a whole bunch of people.
Well, I assume she probably didn't retire from
not,
it.
Not just like random people, but like obviously like people that are from France. And not just like, I mean, I don't think like random people are just doing like joy rides on boats. Like it's like merchant stuff. It's like people who are politically involved.
So it wasn't collateral damage as much anymore.
I
mean,
I think probably there was some collateral damage of like, you know, people are just trying to make a living and work on a boat and like do what they do.
Yeah.
But
you can't tell me some it wasn't like she
was
scared.
It wasn't like random people. It was like,
yeah, more targeted.
Yeah. Yeah. So she did this for a total of 13 years.
Whoa.
And they say it may not be a coincidence that it was 13 years because it was 1 year for every year that she had been married to her beloved husband. So like coincidence, I don't know. Or maybe she just got old and was like,
okay, maybe, yeah,
I'm over this. Who knows? I mean,
killing people's got to get exhausting.
It's got to get boring.
Yeah.
So by the 1350s, she hung up her pirate hat. She retired. She got married for a fourth time to this dude named Walter Bentley. And he was one of King Edward III's military deputies. So he's also like got a whole bunch of land and he's like rich and
she certainly whatever. Has a type.
She loves rich men. And basically like, yeah, they just were kind of like old together. They're like, oh my God, let's get married. And they retired and they just lived like a happy life in their castles, just being rich as fuck. And she died naturally and safely in her castle in 1359. And her husband, her new husband, Walter, died a few weeks later.
Aww.
So they were like in love, but
yeah.
Yeah. So that's the story of Jean de Clisson, the Lioness of Brittany.
That's an insane story. It's.
Could you imagine? Like,
it needs to be a movie.
How is it not a movie?
Yeah, that would, like, be a really good.
I feel like it would be so cool just, like, seeing her, like, come on to, like, a ship.
Cast
there's,
us.
There's, like, fog.
Danana will trade off who plays her.
The fog is rolling away from her as she enters with her dull axe. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it now.
It would be so cool.
It would be amazing.
Black ships with red sails. And she only leaves, like, two survivors. That's so cool. That's like fake pirate stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that's a, like,
real boss babe.
That's like from The Princess Bride where he's,
oh,
like,
100%.
You know,
yeah.
There's always, like, one survivor, but really they just, like, pass it off to be the next, like, pirate captain or whatever.
I see it.
I just, like, can't imagine a world where it's like you could just do that. You're just like, you know what I'm going to do? Just be a fucking pirate. Like, you could get away with it.
And the government's paying you?
Yeah. Like, you're, like, such a good criminal pirate that then...
They're like, here's money about it.
They're like, do you want to work for us professionally?
Because I'm, like, sure some of the looting went right in her pocket.
And, oh, for sure. She's like,
no, I didn't find anything.
Well, they're like, you're doing a really good job for us. Like, you kind of turned on your own country and now you're working for us, but, like, not legally. But, like, if you want to do it legally, like, we got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love so it. It's an interesting story that obviously, like, we don't know exactly, like, is the axe part real? I don't know.
I think
does it make
most
it
history,
interesting?
Though. Yeah.
Yes.
Before we could film stuff, it was kind of like telephone.
Yeah. It's like happened. Word of mouth.
Yeah.
So. And I'm sure it was, like, super scary for those.
We've all seen how survivors. Middle school rumors go.
Yeah, so who knows? But it, I mean, she definitely did, like, do some damage. She was for sure good at being a pirate. And
she killed it.
She, I would say, avenged her husband.
Yeah. He would be proud. Maybe. I don't know.
Probably. I don't know.
I mean, he was a knight, so he might be like, girl.
I don't know. But I thought it was such an interesting story.
God, I hope I never have to avenge Keith. That just sounds exhausting.
I don't think I have it in me.
If I get mad enough.
I can't be axing people.
I don't think I can either.
I wouldn't.
What if they're pedophiles, though? I think I could pedophiles.
I feel like I would just have someone else do it for me.
Chris Hansen?
Yeah. Like, someone else do the dirty work.
I don't think you would do
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll track them down and then they can do the dirty work. But I don't I don't want to kill people. Ugh. I just think it sounds cool because...
For the record, I don't either.
No. Yeah. But it sounds cool in the sense of, like, it's
justice.
It's this, like, legend and I don't know. It just, like, it sounds like a movie. Like, I must avenge my husband. And now I'll be a pirate. And, like, she had the money to kind of, like, make it happen.
I think that's what's holding a lot of us back. It's, like, lack of money.
We don't have rich people money to become a pirate.
So that dream's out the window.
Yeah. So, anyways, there's obviously no pictures of her because, like, you know, 1300s. But I'll post. I think there's, like, some drawings and stuff.
Yeah, post. I was about to say they probably have drawings. So.
They probably have, like, drawings or, like, paintings
or
whatever.
Or, like, maybe the area. What it looks like.
Yeah, like a map of the area just so you, like, know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's
hard with those older stories.
It is.
Like, we have to post something, but what is the question?
I'll just post, like, a picture of a pirate ship with scary red sails.
Ooh, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right? It just sounds like, I don't know. It sounds cool that she could just be like, this is what I'm doing.
Do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
As always.
Yeah, so we'll post something on Instagram. You'll see it. And that's our handle is Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
You can email a story, say hi, tell Danae you like her fun hair.
You could send us pirate pictures.
Yeah, send us pirate pictures. I don't know.
Whatever you want.
Have a field day. And that's mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. We're also on TikTok and Facebook. Also, please rate us 5 stars and please, like, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. Bring a friend. Man. Guys, go on a road trip. Put us on. We're there with you. Wow. Would you look at that thing?
We like road trips.
Yeah, that's nice road you out there. Looks safe. All right.
Okay. Until next time, self-care yourself.
Self-care yourself. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.